1340, 96.5 KVGC, 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Thursday. It's the 15th day of October for 2020. Well, a PG&E planned power outage for Amador and Calaveras counties has been postponed until late this afternoon. PG&E says the delay is based on the latest weather models. 57 customers east of Pioneer and 262 customers in Calaveras County east of West Point are scheduled to be affected from about 5 p.m. today through at least midday on Friday. PG&E is planning to open a community resource center during the outage at Mace Meadows and at the VFW building on Spink Road in West Point. For more information and for the latest information, for the latest up-to-date, visit pge.com/psps.
Well, over a three-day period last week, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office marijuana team eradicated over $700,000 of the illegal crop. A search warrant was served off South Railroad Flat Road in Railroad Flat. There, deputies seized 205 growing marijuana plants, 41 pounds of processed marijuana. Now, the value of the seized marijuana estimated to exceed $172,000. Now, another search warrant served on the 700 block of Sourdough Road West Point. Deputies seized 87 growing marijuana plants, estimated value exceeding $60,000. An 8-year-old juvenile was discovered to be living in that residence. Due to the obvious dangers, the child was placed in protective custody by CPS. Tyson Sadern, age 52 of Sacramento, and Shang Tao, age 40 of Sacramento, both placed under arrest on various charges. And another search warrant served on the 200 block of Black Oak Drive in Railroad Flat turned up 105 growing marijuana plants, 382 pounds of processed marijuana, estimated value exceeding $100,000. And another search warrant on the 1,000 block of Doe Road in Railroad Flat yielded 561 growing marijuana plants, estimated value exceeding $392,000. The investigation at all these locations is ongoing. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870.
And as of today, the census count will come to an end. Officials say well over 99.9% of housing units have been accounted for in the 2020 census. Now, the self-response and field data collection operations for the 2020 census will conclude today. Officials with the census say internet self-response will be available across the nation through 2:59 a.m. on October 16th. That means at 2:59 this morning. You may say, why is that so, Jim? Well, it's because 2:59 a.m. California time is 11:59 Hawaii time. Now, phone response will be available for its regularly scheduled time today. For English, dial 844-330-2020. And for Spanish, 844-468-2020. Paper responses to the census must be postmarked by today as well. Non-responsive follow-up census takers will continue resolving non-responding addresses through the end of the day today as well. Now, for more information, visit 2020census.gov to respond and be counted today.
Well, state health officials advising Californians to skip trick-or-treating this Halloween. New guidelines released Tuesday stop short of prohibiting the activity amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Health officials voiced concerns it's not possible to practice social distancing while trick-or-treating, and celebrations would lead to interaction with people outside your household. State officials are strongly discouraging trick-or-treating, suggesting some Halloween activities such as costume contests and pumpkin carving be done online. Now, they also recommend families go on a walk while dressed up, but forgo stopping door-to-door for candy. While providing Halloween safety tips, health officials say this does not mean trick-or-treaters will be cited, but recommend we strongly do Halloween differently than we have in the past. Now, California experiencing a respite from COVID-19. Hospitalizations and deaths have dropped to the lowest levels in months. Officials warn, though, don't be misled. This disease is any less deadly. Quite the contrary. It is deadly as it's ever been. Now, on Friday, the state released holiday guidelines warning residents against mingling with members of other households, but those restrictions are likely to become even more difficult to abide by as people look to spend holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas together.
And the Amador Chamber of Commerce is hosting, again, a drive-through event today from 10 to 4 for all businesses in Amador County, not just members of the Chamber of Commerce, but all businesses, to pick up a 30-day supply of PPE at no cost. Supplies include disposable masks, face shields, hand sanitizer, and infrared thermometers. These supplies are for business owners and their employees. They are not being distributed to the public. So again, this is open to all businesses and nonprofits in the county, whether you are a member of the chamber or not. That's today from 10 to 4. For more information, you can call me here at the station, 223-1340, or you can call Jamie, but she'll probably be in and out all day today, 223-0350.
And Calaveras Public Health invites the public to a no-cost drive-through flu shot. Gosh, that gets me. Clinic today from 9 to 4 at Calaveras High School. The clinic is for those 10 years of age and older. Now, as COVID-19 continues and we head into flu season, Calaveras Public Health encourages everyone to protect themselves by getting the vaccine. While getting a flu vaccine will not protect against COVID-19, it is shown to reduce the risk of flu illness, hospitalization, and death. Please speak with your local medical provider or pharmacist for a flu shot for those under 10. For more info and resources related to the coming flu season and COVID-19, visit the Calaveras County website.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.